Echo and Harper Audio present The Abundance, Narrative Essays Old and New, by Annie Dillard. Foreword by Jeff Dyer. Read by Derek Perkins and Maggie Meg Reed. They will question thee concerning what they should expend. Say, the abundance. The Quran, Surah of the Cow.
Foreword. A passage from An American Childhood, presented here as a short essay called Waking Up, ends with the characteristically brilliant image of a woman diving into water, becoming sealed in her reflection, and wearing it as she climbs, rising from the pool, and ever after. It's Annie Dillard all over, that passage, that image. Waking up, coming into consciousness, remaining wide awake, leading a life of concentration, rather than asleep wading through life, have been her abiding concerns. Her first book, Pilgrim at Tinker Creek, begins with the author waking in daylight to find my body covered with paw prints in blood. A writer who never seems tired, who has never plodded her way through a page or sentence, Dillard can only be enjoyed by a wide awake reader, by which I really mean that she rejuvenates even the word-weary, who, it can happen to the best of us, have succumbed, like Henry in John Berryman's 14th Dream Song, to being bored by literature, especially great literature. Maybe that's part of her appeal, the way that her best work often comes in shapes and forms unencumbered by the protocols associated with great literature. Some of the pieces here were first collected in Teaching a Stone to Talk, which may have looked, when it came out, like the kind of interim report a writer brings out to supplement his real work. But no, she explains in the author's note, this is my real work, such as it is. Genre-resistant nonfiction may be a recognized genre these days, but Dillard awoke to its possibilities and attendant difficulties back in the early 1970s, when she was writing what became Pilgrim at Tinker Creek. After all, she noted in a journal, we've had the nonfiction novel. It's time for the novelized book of nonfiction. Easier said than done, of course. As she puts it in The Writing Life, writing every book, the writer must solve two problems. Can it be done? And can I do it? But it's the nature of this beast that the answer to the second question becomes known only after the book has been written, or has failed to get written, when there's no longer any point asking it. This is different from geographical exploration and discovery, where once you get to the place to be discovered, there it is, waiting to be claimed and named. The uncertainty is over. The discovery in art is often gradual, a process of minor discoveries riddled with uncertainties and the potential for making that which is discovered vanish before your eyes, like a mirage. What kind of book is this? Dillard asked herself of Pilgrim at Tinker Creek, a question that will continue to be asked for as long as the book is read. We read it, in part, to find the answer, and, after we have read it, this is the great thing, are still not sure. So, one question giving rise to another. What kind of writer is Annie Dillard? One of those writers, she decided early on, who chose to define herself in extra-literary terms. An explorer of the neighborhood, a fugitive and a vagabond, a sojourner seeking signs, and a stalker, or the instrument of the hunt itself. This last idea is especially telling. The stalker in Tarkovsky's eponymous film says of a teacher, called Porcupine, as it happens, that he opened my eyes. Dillard opens our eyes to the world and to new ways of articulating what we see. More exactly, she alerts us to the possibility of being free of formal convention.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?